Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, or if you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, we're here for you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We are going to talk to Dr. Alexander Alvarado, clinical psychologist and founder of the Thriving Center of Psychology, about therapy and about seeking therapy and about the mistakes people make unknowingly when they do seek therapy. Dr. Alvarado will be with us at the bottom of the hour, and we will get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. There's a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a longevity business on the websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And, of course, all the longevity products are up on the sites as well. Even better, if you want to start yourself a home-based business, we'd love to have you on the Bright Side Ben team. We can help you build your business, and you can be part of the $100 billion-plus nutritional supplement field and help change the world at the most basic and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health or nutrition. Call 866-735-2470 if you'd like to speak to a real live person, 866-735-2470, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. I should also tell you, if you want to order products off the phone, you can call 866-735-2470 and ask about all the longevity products, as well as asking about the Bright Side Ben team. All right, Dr. Alex Alvarado will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about therapy and the aha moment of seeking therapy. I had an opportunity to speak to a friend of mine this past week, and this was a gal I've known since I was in high school, and she seemed like one of those gals who had all her stuff together, but it turns out we had a long talk this past week, and it turns out she didn't have all her stuff together, and she finally decided to go into therapy. And I have had personal experience with therapy, and I cannot recommend, everybody should really have their own therapist, whether you think you need psychological help or not. Certainly if you do need psychological help, but even if you don't think you need psychological help, having someone who can you can bounce your ideas off of and bounce your thoughts off of is always helpful. Dr. Alex Alvarado will be with us at the bottom of the hour, and we'll talk about that. And get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010. All right, so I want to continue talking about
about the whole idea of connective tissue and collagen, which we started discussing last week. We talked about using high hyaluronic acid as a nutritional supplement. Hyaluronic acid breaks down into two components, two building blocks, if you will. One is the famous glucuronic acid that we talked about. Glucuronic acid is a supplement that goes by the name calcium D-glucurate. It's used as a detoxifying supplement. Glucuronic acid is found in the body naturally. It's part of the liver's detoxification system. But you can also supplement with calcium D-glucurate, and I highly recommend that anybody who's dealing with an estrogen health problem, which includes things like fibromyalgia or cysts, fibroids, reproductive issues, menstrual issues, infertility, anxiety or depression that's related to perimenopause or menopause. All of these may have an estrogen component. Hypothyroidism is another one that may have an estrogen component. And calcium D-glucurate can help the body process and detoxify estrogen. It's not so much estrogen that is the problem, but it's this toxic form of estrogen that builds up. Estrogen metabolites, estrogen breakdown products, they go by the name, collectively anyway, they go by the name of catechol estrogens, CATECHOL, and these catechol estrogens build up when estrogen is not processed or detoxified appropriately, and that's where calcium D-glucurate and calcium D-glucurate supplements come in. Calcium D-glucurate, by the way, is also known as an anti-cancer supplement by virtue of the fact that it helps remove toxins out of the body and helps deactivate various toxins, carcinogens, tumor promoters, as well as steroid hormones like estrogen and estrogen toxins, as well as fungal toxins and bacterial toxins. It's just an all-around great detoxifying supplement, and it's a part of the hyaluronic acid molecule. Now, when you take hyaluronic acid as a supplement, chances are most of that is going to go into the bloodstream as hyaluronic acid, but some of it will break down. Some of it will break down into forming its building blocks, glucuronic acid, calcium D-glucurate, if you will, as a supplement, NAG, N-acetylglucosamine, which is similar to glucosamine. How do you like that? Hyaluronic acid, itself a wonderful supplement, is made up of two building blocks, which themselves are great nutritional supplements. All of this has to do, by the way, this hyaluronic acid and N-acetylglucosamine have to do with building the connective tissue. Said it before, I'll say it again. The very essence of anti-aging. Everybody's interested in anti-aging these days, reversing the aging process, or at least slowing down the aging process. The very essence of anti-aging is building the connective tissue. And that should be the focus of all of our health challenges, of all of our health goals, of all of our health protocols. The focus should be to focus on building the connective tissue. Lots of ways to do it. Exercise is a great way to build the connective tissue. Intermittent fasting, another great way to build the connective tissue. And of course, nutritional supplements can go a long way towards helping us build connective tissue. Longevity's got some really cool supplements for helping you build connective tissue, one of which is the collagen peptides. Collagen peptides, as well as just straight collagen, can help you build connective tissue. By the way, you know, the body begins to make less collagen somewhere around the age of 30 for most people. Somewhere around 30, our bodies begin to make less collagen, which is the most important component of connective tissue. In other words, we begin to age somewhere around the age of 30. So when we talk about aging, we're not talking about people in their 60s or 70s. We're talking about people in their 30s or 40s. And collagen peptides, for one, is a powerful solution that can help you build connective tissue, but it can also help you with the health of your immune system. Collagen peptides also provide amino acids that play a whole wide range of important functions in the body, including for the health of the hair, the skin, the nails, the joints, as I said, the connective tissue. Collagen peptides and collagen itself can be eaten in food, wild-caught salmon, cage-free chicken. Eggshell membrane also has collagen in it, by the way. The little membrane between the shell, the eggshell, chicken eggs, that is, the chicken eggshell, and the egg itself, there's a little thin membrane that you can use as a nutritional supplement. Most people just throw that shell out, but if you save your shells, you can peel that membrane out, and it's a great source of natural collagen as well as natural hyaluronic acid. And, of course, the eggshell itself will provide you with a little bit of calcium. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 842-36-6010 is our number. Alexander Alvarado will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about therapy. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Dr. Alexander Alvarado will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about therapy and when to seek therapy. And we'll get your calls this segment. If we have calls, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. All right, so talking about connective tissue, by the age of 30, our connective tissue starts, our collagen synthesis starts to slow down. Connective tissue can start to break down, and that's really when the aging process begins, although it begins very, very slowly and almost imperceptibly. It does begin somewhere around the age of 30. In fact, in the skin, there is evidence of skin aging even in our 20s. There's evidence of skin aging. And this is why building connective tissue, building collagen is so important, not just for the body, but of course for the body, yeah, but for the skin too. That's why I'm such a big fan of retinol. And by the way, if you guys, if anybody out there is in the Colorado area, if you're an esthetician, or even if you're a consumer and user and you want to come to my class, we'll be doing a lecture at my lab this Wednesday, August 24th, 2022, if you're listening in the future, Wednesday, August 24th, 2022, on retinol, which is one of the most important topical ingredients you can use for helping not just prevent the formation of, or the breakdown of collagen, the formation of wrinkles, but also to reverse them once they already occur. I know I've said this before, but I'll say it again. If you're not using retinol or retinoic acid in your topical anti-aging regimen, you're missing a very, very important ingredient for helping protect your skin from the aging process. It also is important for helping strengthen your skin surface barrier. It also helps stimulate the production of natural moisture factors like hyaluronic acid. Retinol is just an incredibly valuable topical ingredient. Now, you got to be careful a little bit with retinol because it's so stimulating. Nonetheless, if you know how to use it, and if you use it correctly, it is incredibly, incredibly valuable as a topical ingredient. Now, that means that retinol, which is a form of vitamin A, is also going to be important internally. And yes, indeed, taking vitamin A internally is also an important anti-aging supplement or anti-aging strategy using internal vitamin A. Around 20,000 international units a day or so, the recommended daily allowance, the RDA, or as I like to call it, the ridiculous deficiency allowance, is around 5,000 international units a day. You need a lot more than that to really get vitamin A benefits. And pay no attention to that silliness about too much vitamin A being toxic. It is not. Too much vitamin A can overwhelm the liver. That's true. But maybe I guess you could call it toxicity, but it reverses itself and it's not permanent. You sure have to take a lot of vitamin A for that to occur. 20,000 international units a day is not too much vitamin A, which, as it turns out, is not just a vitamin. It is a hormone, and a very, very important one at that. When you're taking vitamin A, you always want to take it as part of an entire Mighty 90 Essential Nutrient Supplement Program, including especially vitamins D and vitamin K. Vitamin D and K work together with vitamin A. All three of them work together. Those are 3/4 of the fat-soluble vitamins. So using vitamin A topically is important for helping build connective tissue in the skin. Taking it internally is important for helping build connective tissue in the body. Essential fatty acids are also very important for helping build connective tissue in the body. Collagen and collagen peptides can also help. If you go onto our Truth Treatment website, you'll find a product called our Collagen Recovery Complex, which contains all of the cofactors that are important for building collagen. And in addition to those cofactors, you want to make sure that you're taking collagen or eating collagen and collagen peptides itself. The connective tissue, stretchy fiber, made up of protein fibers like collagen, as well as a stretchy fiber called elastin, and a jelly-like substance, not only is important for keeping the body's structure intact, but the connective tissue feeds and oxygenates and detoxifies all of the cells of the body. Remember, we always say that the only thing that can go wrong with the cell is starvation, suffocation, and toxification. And it's the connective tissue that prevents that. It's the connective tissue that prevents starvation of cells. It's the connective tissue that prevents suffocation of cells. And it's the connective tissue that prevents toxicity of cells. In other words, the connective tissue is what nurtures and oxygenates and detoxifies the cells. Not only that, the connective tissue also hydrates and electrifies the cells. So while all disease is cell disease itself is related to the connective tissue that's outside of the cells. The good news is the connective tissue is always regenerating itself. Always, always, till the day we die. It just happens slower as we get older. And the healthier the cells are that are making the connective tissue, the healthier the connective tissue will be. So cells make connective tissue. Connective tissue feeds the cells. Cells make connective tissue. Connective tissue feeds the cells. The big old circle. And all this means that bodybuilders, elderly folks, patients with congestive heart failure, osteoporosis, arthritis, fibrosis, sclerosis, or any of the chronic progressive symptoms of disease, or even if they just have wrinkly, saggy cellulite skin, would be very intelligent to apply connective tissue building strategies to their daily health regimen. Even if you just want to prevent those things, even if you're healthy and you just want to prevent these things from happening, or even if you just want to look good, building connective tissue is job number one. Focus on the cells that make the connective tissue. The cells that make the connective tissue have the word BLAST in their names, B-L-A-S-T, or the suffix BLAST, like the fibroblast or the myoblast. These fibroblasts or myoblasts make connective tissue. They don't help make connective tissue. They make the connective tissue. Focus on the BLAST cells. Exercise. Connective tissue growth is stimulated by short bursts of exercise. And the growth occurs when the system is rested. So you want short bursts of exercise followed by rest. The connective tissue itself is piezoelectric. It generates an electrical charge when it's pressed. Piezo means pressure. Piezoelectric refers to the pressure, the electrical charge or electrical energy that's generated when the cells and the tissue are under pressure. In other words, when they're moved, when we exercise. As connective tissue moves, electrical energy is generated. As the connective tissue breaks down, less electricity is generated. The connective tissue also traps water. It holds on to water. It locks water into place. It structures water. There's a film of water right above the connective tissue that contacts the connective tissue, and it's called easy water technically. I call it magic water. Some people call it structured water. And the structured water generates electrical charges that are initiated from the connective tissue. Exercise literally amps up electrical energy in the connective tissue, allowing for better and accelerated growth and healing. Even if you're morbidly obese, even if you're in a wheelchair, even if you have crippling arthritis, you can access this electricity amping up phenomena. And when you're exercising, whether you're doing steps or pushing your wheelchair or whatever, place attention on the muscles that are moving. Place attention on the piezoelectricity as your muscles are working. All right, there's so much more to say here. We'll have to do that on our next Bright Side episode. Dr. Alexander Alvarado is coming up next. We're going to talk about when to seek therapy. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take Pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Former Vice President Mike Pence this week said he would consider testifying before the January 6th committee if he was asked. Congressman Adam Schiff, a Democrat from California and a member of the January 6th committee, was on CNN and asked if an invitation has been extended.
He could plainly share a lot of very first-hand information about what it was like to be the subject of those efforts to get him to violate his constitutional duty and arrogate to himself the power to decide who won or who lost an American presidential election.
Events across the country Sunday mark National Fentanyl Prevention and Awareness Day. In Denver, rally participant Machiko Duff flew in from North Carolina to talk about her family's loss. She says her 23-year-old daughter thought she was ingesting cocaine, but it was actually fentanyl, and it killed her.
It's about saving our kids. We won't have no future if this war take over.
I'm Tony Marusso for USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Rising child care costs and costs in general are causing many American families to scramble to cover the costs of caring for their kids. But for some parents, the financial burden eclipses the benefits of having a job. Mom Crystal Crittenden says to care for her child, it was easier to leave work than to remain in her job.
I was bringing home in a week like $300. And the cost of child care is $150 a week. That's half my paycheck every single week going to daycare.
NBA legend Dennis Rodman said Saturday he got permission to go to Russia to seek the release of WNBA star Brittany Griner, who was sentenced to 9 years in prison on drug charges. The Basketball Hall of Famer, who was at a sneaker convention in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, said that he was looking forward to heading over to Moscow at some point this week. And the documentary on the 2008 U.S. men's basketball team, known as the Redeem Team, with executive producers including LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, will premiere on Netflix this fall. The Redeem Team will debut October the 7th on Netflix, the streaming service announced this Friday. The film is Netflix's first collaboration with the International Olympic Committee. With behind-the-scenes footage and interviews from the players and coach Mike Krzyzewski, the documentary chronicles the 2008 team's bid for gold in the Beijing Games after a disappointing bronze finish at the 2004 Olympics in Athens. Kobe Bryant was captain of that 2008 team, which also included James, Wade, Jason Kidd, and Carmelo Anthony. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back. On the bright side, I'm Farm Spend. We're on the air Saturdays and Sundays, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24/7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. Got 12 years of archived information, lots of great idiosyncratic personal information right from my clinical experience, direct to you via brightsideben.com. You can also find the Longevity products up at brightsideben.com and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business for a one-time fee. You can be a part of the billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar, $100 billion nutritional supplement field and help change the world at the most basic and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. Hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, also on my blog, pharmacistben.com, or on our website with news stories, blog posts, and videos and interviews at criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. And also would like to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, prevention of post-surgical scarring for acne, eczema, psoriasis, even just plain old dry, crepey skin. All Truth Skin Health products are made to heal the skin, and that is the missing link in beauty. Healing equals beauty, and Truth Skin Health products are healing products that have been repurposed as beauty products. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. Just 100% active and functional ingredients. They're all available at Truth Treatments with an S. TruthTreatments.com. TruthTreatments.com. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today, Alexander Alvarado. Dr. Alexander Alvarado is a licensed clinical psychologist and the founder and executive director of the Thriving Center of Psychology and Mental Health platform that matches people to qualified psychologists and therapists who use evidence-based treatments as defined by the APA, the American Psychological Association. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Alexander Alvarado. Hey, Dr. Alvarado.
Hi, Ben. Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you for being here. So I am a big believer in therapy, in psychotherapy. I guess you're talking about psychotherapy, but what exactly is psychotherapy as opposed to regular therapy?
Yeah, sure. I think they can be used interchangeably. Usually talk therapy. I think it's usually compared, people usually confuse psychiatry and psychology in a lot of ways, where the prescription of medications versus talking to a therapist.
Is the only distinction between a psychiatrist and a psychologist the prescription a distinction, or do they have different protocols and different types of therapy they use?
So in terms of types of therapy, it's pretty similar. There's a certain amount of types of psychological processes and theoretical orientations that therapists in general have. There's a lot of psychiatrists who are also therapists. The main difference is psychiatrists go to medical school.
Mm.
So them and your surgeons are the same exact schooling, except they usually do a residency with psychiatry. Psychologists, on the other hand, just go to straight school for clinical work or research.
Is there a reason why a patient would go to one and not the other? Or one versus
sure.
the other?
Yeah, so I mean, well, for, you know, generally speaking, psychologists and most mental health therapists, if they're not a psychiatrist, they cannot prescribe medication. So if someone's looking for any type of medication, they would normally only go to a psychiatrist. If anyone's looking for testing, and usually more so with talk therapy, there's a lot of psychiatrists who also do therapy, but they're not as well known for it, then you would go to a psychologist or a mental health therapist.
So when you say talk therapy, is that listening therapy where the patient talks and the therapist listens? Is that what you mean?
So actually I'm just using it just generally speaking, where you're just meeting with a therapist and speaking. There's different types of therapies or different types of therapists, in terms of, some people do like to do most of the talking or most of the listening. I also think it really depends on what the client prefers as well. But I was just using it in a general term.
Do you think that there is an over-reliance, let's say, on biochemistry and biology when it comes to mental health issues?
You know, that's interesting. I think that kind of goes back to nature versus nurture in some ways. But, I think that they both play a hand in it, and I think you can't fully focus only on one, which is why, in terms of, biology and also behaviors, I think, the combination sometimes, if people do need medication with talk therapy, is usually gold standard. So I think you really need to take in both. You need to have an account of both to really get a good grasp of somebody.
So when you see a patient, and I imagine you see patients, and you're talking to patients, how do you distinguish between a strictly psychological issue or a psychological issue that's secondary to some kind of biochemical or biological dysfunction?
Yeah, so I mean, there's a lot of things you want to rule out first. Usually if someone's coming in and there is an issue that possibly could be a biological factor, that's something that you want tested. And you might have to refer out, to a medical doctor to make sure that, you know, it's none of those things before they come to you.
How do you test for those? How do you test? There's
so
no markers, really.
As a therapist, therapists don't usually test for biological factors. But, I mean, if they went to maybe their primary care doctor, or if they needed, you know, certain screening before coming to therapy.
But there's no real markers for psychiatric or psychological health issues, are there?
What do you mean by that?
Like, how can you do a blood test for some kind of neurotransmitter or some kind of biochemical to see if it's low or high? I mean, what kind of testing can you really do?
You're right. No, and that's a very good point. And while medication isn't my expertise, you know, I know, what a lot of the only way to really see if medication, you know, works for somebody is kind of testing it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is your specialty in terms of your psychological skill set? Like, what do you use to do therapy, or does it vary patient to patient?
Well, I tend to only use, evidence-based treatment. And my go-tos are what they call acceptance commitment therapy and also cognitive behavioral therapy.
Uh-huh.
And I wouldn't normally change it just because of the, you know, whatever client came in. So those are usually my two go-tos, but there is a whole list of theoretical orientations that people use.
Okay, so let's talk about those two, because I love cognitive behavioral therapy, but what was the first thing you said, acceptance? I didn't quite catch
commitment
that.
Therapy.
Acceptance,
yeah,
so decommitment? Did you say decommitment?
End commitment.
Oh,
so
end
ACT
commitment.
ACT is actually how you, ACT is how people usually say it for short.
So tell me about that. Tell us about that.
Sure. ACT basically is a value-based theoretical orientation, so it helps people focus on where they actually want to go. Essentially, our thoughts and our emotions push us in a lot of different directions, and if we're not aware of our values and where actually we want to go, the thoughts and feelings are kind of taking the wheel, you know?
Okay, we got to take a commercial break, but I really want to go into that when we come back, the whole idea of values and knowing what you value, as opposed to just letting life pull you around a little bit. I think that's what you're talking about. Dr. Alexander Alvarado was with us, clinical psychologist and founder of the Thriving Center of Psychology. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back with more of Dr. Alvarado on the Bright Side right after this.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to Dr. Alexander Alvarado about therapy and psychotherapy. Dr. Alvarado is a clinical psychologist and founder of the Thriving Center of Psychology. Dr. Alvarado, before I went to break, your time with this acceptance and commitment therapy. And I remember I read a book a long time ago by a guy named Stephen Hayes. You've heard of him, I imagine. And cognitive behavioral therapy. Do we have Dr. Alvarado there? Dr. Alvarado?
Oh, no. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now. No problem. I read a book a long time ago on cognitive behavioral therapy. I want to talk about that here in a moment, by a guy named Stephen Hayes. And your acceptance and commitment therapy reminds me a little bit of that.
You might have actually read an ACT book, because Stephen Hayes is the founder of ACT. So it's very possible it might have been an ACT book.
Okay, it might have been, because it does ring a bell. And I love what you're talking about with values, because it seems to me that what we value is something that we don't pay attention to, but it has a really big impact on our psychological health and well-being. And so I wonder if you could kind of elaborate on the idea of values, choosing values consciously, and how it relates to psychological well-being.
Yeah, of course. And you know, it's interesting because I think people a lot of times confuse values and goals. And I think the main difference would really be, you know, when you think about what you actually care about, you know, goals tend to be something that's completed, you cross it off a list, where a value is something you never really get to, like being a good person, good father, good husband.
What's important to you. So,
exactly. And it's something that you're always striving, you know, to go in that direction. It's almost like going north. Like you never get to north, you're always going north. So being able to really keep that in the forefront of where you actually want to go is really important in the decisions you make and the behaviors you make. Because if they're not, a lot of times, you know, when you have the option to either go, you know, towards or away from your values, your thoughts and your emotions just kind of push and pull you. And not always in the best directions.
Do you think people live their lives not knowing consciously what their value, or not choosing consciously what they value?
Yeah, I think a lot of times. I think people don't tend to be aware of it or think maybe more long term. It's a lot easier sometimes to think short term in terms of, you know, sitting with emotions, for instance. You know, a lot of times people get in trouble when they want to change an emotion, right?
Rather than being with it.
Exactly, you know, and they try to, they usually, you know, adhere to behaviors that go against their values, but just in order to change that emotion. You know, whether it be that, you know, calling back your ex because you can't sit with maybe the feeling of loneliness, even though you know that's not the best decision for you. You know, so things like that.
Drunk dialing.
Exactly.
Do you think there's a distinction between expressing emotions and feeling emotions? And sometimes that's not really appreciated.
So in terms of, I guess, expressing emotions, like and showing then being and telling...
Yeah, feeling like you need to express the emotion rather than sitting and feeling your anger. Expressing your anger versus feeling your anger.
Well, I think it's always important to express, you know, your anger, maybe in an appropriate way. You know, just the ability to kind of name how you're feeling is very important, and also can help with actually the awareness of what you're feeling. But I think usually people try to change that emotion, and that's kind of what gets people into trouble. You know, if they try, you know, think something makes them anxious, so they avoid it. You know, that's when we start seeing certain disorders.
All right, so the most common, seems to me like the most common psychological disturbance that people deal with, at least in our culture, is depression. So what do you do when somebody comes to you and they're experiencing this horrible feeling of depression?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'd say anxiety, depression, you know, both are probably the two biggest ones. Depression, I think, is a big piece. There's a lot of reasons why people come in, you know, and are maybe feeling depressed. But I think values is a big factor of what we try to focus on. A lot of times we focus on, you know, what they actually care about in their life, and are they living their life in relation to what they care about? And if not, why not? A lot of times people might have lost that, you know, and steered away from that, not even realized.
Do you think people have to go back to childhood? Or they, in order to address psychological issues, or can they just deal with it like in the present without having to go back to the past?
It's a good question. I think our past is incredibly important. I think that, you know, it kind of shapes how we view the world today. And I think the past is important to help understand why someone might be, you know, behaving or be the way they are. But I don't know if necessarily you need to fix back then to, you know, address something now. I think the best way to learn about things is through experience. So if someone is kind of, you know, not really noticing the pattern that they've been adhering to forever, it's hard to break that pattern. But once you start experiencing something new, and maybe even associating that with something positive, then you start to see learning. You know, the best example I can give is, you know, someone, you know, a phobia. You know, a lot of times when people have a phobia, whether it be fear of flying, if for some reason paired, you know, the fact of flying with danger, and they avoid flying. And if they never fly, then that's their truth. And the only way they can ever really kind of negate that is to experience flying in safe ways. So if we can get people to start doing things and experiencing things, then that's how we create learning.
What do you do, and maybe, I don't know if you consider this to be a psychological issue, if you do, what about insomnia?
Sure, in terms of...
like people just can't fall asleep for no physiologic reason, there's nothing physiologically wrong with them, they're not experiencing pain, they just can't sleep. I think of it as a psychological issue. I don't know if that's how you take it. If you do, how do you address that from a psychological perspective?
Oh, it can very well be a psychological issue. Anxiety is a big reason, I think, that keeps most people up at night, or not, you know, not being able to kind of calm your mind during
you know,
the time of sleep. There's a lot of things that can go into that, whether it be sleep hygiene, or, you know, certain types of systems and habits you can build in. A big thing to do, honestly, is always just making sure that you wake up at the same time every day.
But those aren't psychological solutions. Do you have any psychological solutions for that? Or are they all just kind of hacks, physiologic hacks?
Well, in terms of psychological solutions, do you mean, I'm not understanding.
What's a psychological strategy? If I come to you as a psychologist and I say, hey, look, I can't sleep at night, what do you do? Do you try to address it physiologically and try to hack into it that way? Or do you give me psychological tools or strategies?
Well, I mean, I think solving an issue, if it is anxiety, would help with that. In terms of tools, I mean, there's a lot of different tools like meditation to help calm your mind, focus on the here and now, you know, because, you know, there's no reason you should be focusing anywhere else while you're trying to sleep.
All right, so we got about a minute, and this is, to me, this is the most important question. I always, I'm a big believer in therapy, as I told you, but how do you, having a bad therapist can be worse than having no therapist, I would think.
Yeah.
So how do you ascertain whether a therapist is going to be valuable in general and then for you specifically?
Yeah, and so good and bad is a hard distinction to make. I think it's really a fit. I mean, sure, there's more that are well-trained or properly trained, and that's definitely an important piece. But after that, is this person a good fit for you in terms of style, in terms of personality, which is a big deal? So I usually see that's the biggest factor.
Do you interview, like, if you need a therapist, I imagine you interview them. What are some good questions to ask that can kind of reveal whether this is going to be an appropriate therapist for you and your needs?
Well, first and foremost, you want to make sure that their specialties match what you're coming in for. But some of the things, you definitely, great call, you know, wanting to ask them things, because you should get on the phone with them and start asking a few questions. One great question would be, what does therapy look like, you know, with you? You know, and they should have a nice little elevator pitch to talk about, you know, treating someone similar to you that they hopefully have before, which is another good question. Have you treated someone similar to me?
Successfully.
Another question I would always, yes, of course, successfully. Yeah, great distinction. And then also, you know, what types of therapeutic, you know, modalities do they use? And you're not going to, you know, the normal, you know, person wouldn't probably know every single theoretical orientation they use, but it's good to Google it, you know, because if, you know, they tell you something, you Google it, and, you know, the first thing pops up is pseudoscience, that might be a red flag.
Oh, well, that's a whole other subject I'd love to talk to you about. We're out of time, though. How do people get a hold of you, Doc, if they want to have questions or reach out?
Feel free to visit our site at thrivingcenterofpsych.com. That's thrivingcenterofpsych.com.
PSYCH.com, thrivingcenterofpsych.com. Thank you so much for being on the Bright Side, Dr. Alvarado. Have a beautiful evening.
Thank you as well.
All right, take care. That was Dr. Alexander Alvarado. His website, Thriving Center of Psych, PSYCH, thrivingcenterofpsych.com. And that is all the time we have for tonight. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. Have yourselves a wonderful, awesome, spectacular week. We'll talk to you next Saturday, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Bye for now.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest, the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.